A thin man with just a touch of gray leans against a wall in Boston's South End and takes a long drag on his cigarette. A passerby stretches out his hand.
No, I still have my hat.
Gary ponders the question. Why are opioid overdose death rates steady or dropping for most drug users in Massachusetts, but rising for blacks?
I have no idea why it's higher among blacks. None at all.
Then, after a pause, Gary has an answer.
I think it's the fentanyl. It has to be the fentanyl.
The powerful synthetic opioid that has largely replaced heroin on the streets was in 85% of OD deaths last year. But why would it be hitting blacks harder than whites or Latinos?
There's an old saying, if it rains in the white community, there's a tsunami in the black community.
Why?
Because that's how things are. Shit rolls downhill, excuse the expression.
This is George. We're only using first names in this story for people whose drug history might hurt their applications for employment or housing. In the fentanyl epidemic, George says, what rolls to the bottom of the hill is the worst cut of the drug.
People who are more well off will be closer to the distribution point, so they will get it in its purer form. By the time it gets to these communities, it's been tampered with many times. These are not chemists, so oftentimes these combinations end up being lethal.
Especially for active or occasional drug users with no tolerance for opioids. Fentanyl knocks them cold. In seconds, no warning.
It's in everything. It's in cocaine. They're finding it in pills, prescription pills. It really is like across the spectrum of drugs.
Fentanyl mixed with cocaine, intentional or not, is the worry for blacks. State data out this week shows blacks have the highest rate of combined cocaine and fentanyl overdose deaths, and that the rate increased 35% in the last 3 years. For blacks, age also matters. Numbers out last December from the Centers for Disease Control showed a surge in opioid overdose deaths among blacks nationwide, highest among 45 to 65-year-olds. Here's Clarence, a 30-year on-and-off-again heroin user who's 53.
Yeah. Because we've been beating our bodies up all our life with this addiction, that it breaks our immune systems down and everything. So when we try something that we haven't,
like fentanyl, the chance of an overdose spikes. Clarence says his sober periods have been in jail. Black men are 6 times more likely to spend time behind bars, often as a result of strict, some would say discriminatory, drug sentencing laws. Combine that risk with this one. In Massachusetts, the overdose death rate is 120 times higher for anyone recently released.
And this is the crazy part about it, is that we can be in jail for 4 or 5 years and get out of jail that day and want to get high that day. We don't even give ourselves a chance.
If blacks do overdose, they aren't likely to call 911, says Renee, a short woman with a wide smile. The issue is mistrust.
African-American people as a whole are not cop callers.
Is that same for 911?
911 is the same.
Lily, a tall woman with bright red lipstick and blonde cornrows, says in her experience, there's no point of calling for help from a predominantly black neighborhood.
It's a big difference. I lived in Dorchester, and I moved to Norwood.
In Norwood,
there in a second. Dorchester, you're waiting about 45 an hour for a cop to come.
If they show up.
It's kind of messed up. We feel like we're alone out here, so that's what makes you want to do drugs sometimes.
In Connecticut, where opioid overdose death rates for blacks increased 135% in 2016, doctors are offering naloxone training and other sessions on the epidemic in predominantly African-American churches. In Boston, where black OD deaths have more than doubled since 2011, the city's Public Health Commission has expanded street outreach and home visits in Roxbury and Dorchester. State public health officials say they are looking into targeted interventions for blacks caught up in this opioid epidemic as well. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Martha Biebinger.